Welcome to the Network Marketing Success Academy, where network marketers just like you can learn all the strategies, tools, tips, and techniques to grow a professional business. Jane Newman is your host, and she is a powerhouse of energy and practical knowledge. Over the last 6 years, Jane has become one of the top 1% income earners in the industry. In this podcast, she will bust all the myths of what it will take to be successful. No more making a list of 100. No more hassling family and friends, and no more sending spammy messages. And now, to all listeners everywhere, your host, Jane Newman.
Good evening, everyone listening to the Network Marketing Success Academy podcast. Jane Newman here, quite late in the evening this evening, because we are only 5 days out from month end. And if you are in network marketing as I am and you run on a monthly sales cycle, then we know that the last five or so days of the month end can be a really exciting. It is the highest energy part of the month for sure. And it can also be a lot of hard work, and there can be lots going on. So I actually wanted to take the opportunity to give you my top tips on how to maximize your month end, both as an individual and as a team. So it is super important to understand that there are different aspects to your month end. And so we're going to start with your own business, so your own customer base. What is it that you need to be doing at month end around your customer base? So the first place I start with is understanding where you are now in terms of your sales volume and where you want to be. What's your goal for the month? So understanding that gap, and I actually do up a visual on a whiteboard where I put my starting volume, where I'm at right now, say 5 days out from month end, and then I map out every 50 points or so in little boxes until where I want to be. So if you're wanting a visual of that, come across into the Network Marketing Success Academy Facebook group and I'll show you what that looks like. But basically, it means every 50 points, I get to color in a box. So that represents every sale that I make between now and the month end. I'm going to color in the box, and so that I know, you know, how close I am to my goal, and I get that real sense of achievement when I can color in the box. So that's the first bit, is where are you now and where do you need to get to? Now, obviously, if you've done nothing all month, the month end is going to be very stressful and very traumatic. Hopefully you've been growing your customer base consistently over the month, and you really are just getting, you know, you're just closing the month. It really is a closing here. This is not where we're talking to new leads. This is not where you're going to suddenly get a cold lead off a Facebook reel and convert them in the next 5 days. It does happen, but it's pretty rare. Really, in this next 5 days, in order to hit that, you know, to breach that gap from where you are now and where you want to be, a lot of the time it's going to be working with existing customers who haven't ordered yet, or lapsed customers you may be able to encourage to order again, or those prospects that are what I call hot or warm. So they're in your ATM group. They've been marinating in that ATM group. They've been looking around and seeing what other people are saying about your products. Now, if you don't know what an ATM group is, I'm pretty sure that I've done a podcast on how to use an ATM group. If not, once again, come across into Facebook, into my free group, and I'll talk you through what an ATM group is and how it works. So the first place that I start with this month end run is make sure you've got your lists in order. Go into your back office and have a look at your customer base. Go and see who ordered this month already and who is yet to order. Who ordered at the start of the month and actually might be ready for a second order in the month. I often get a lot of customers order replacing one, you know, a second order in the month. So you want to go down there and you want to make those lists. So who ordered this month and may order again? Who ordered last month and may be due for an order? And who perhaps ordered 2 months ago or 3 months ago and would certainly be due to order again? That's your low-hanging fruit with your month-end gold. And so what do you do with them? The first thing you do is you go and make sure that you've actually interacted in some way with these customers since the last time you helped them order or the last time you talked about products. You want to make sure that you are building a real relationship with your customers. So if the last time you spoke to them was about their order, then they're due what I call a general catch-up message, or they're due you going into their Facebook page, commenting on some posts on their stories, and just being a human and just being interested in them. And go in, and you know, people say to me, what are the scripts I should use? And a really good script is, hey, how are you? Another script is, hey, what are you doing for the weekend? Another good script is, what did you do for the weekend? You know, just be a normal human. Just go and create conversation. If you see stuff on their Facebook page, comment on it. Go into Messenger and talk about it. Just go and be friendly and interested in their lives, whether they order or not. Now, obviously, you know, can I tell you what most often happens when I do that? I might go in, and it's the middle of the week right now, so if it's at the end of the week or the start of the week, as I say, I might say, hey, what are you doing for the weekend? Or, hey, you know, how was your weekend? And you know what most often happens? They go, oh, Jane had a really good weekend. Actually, I'm due to order again. Can I give you my list of products and will you order it for me? You know, most often it just triggers them that they're like, oh, Jane, yes, I'm great, but can you help me order? Or Jane, I've got this question about this product. So they actually bring it up without me having to. But obviously, after you've had a bit of chit chat, a natural question, and this is a line I use a lot, so write this one down, is do you need any top-ups, whatever your product is? Do you need any top-ups? Obviously, change that scripting if that's not, doesn't make sense with the products that you're using, but I have a consumable product, and hint, hint, really make sure you sell a consumable product, because then you're not having to work to get a new customer every month. You've got recurring customers. Leverage comes when you have a consumable product that people need to buy every month to continue getting their results. So that's the other thing you can ask about, is how are you going on that XYZ product? You know, what have your results been like? And never be afraid to ask, how are you going? How are results? Because sometimes people will say, actually, I'm not getting results. Now, they might not have brought that up, but you ask them. And so then you can adjust what they're purchasing, or you can give them some tips to get better results, or you can help them get a refund. Because remember, no matter what the experience they have with your products, they want it. You need to have a fabulous experience with you. And if they do need to return their products, then you need to be the one that organizes that. You need to be the one to make sure they get great customer service with that experience. Because I've had people return their products, but then try other ones. So, you know, don't see that as necessarily the end of the line. Anyway, I've got a little bit off on a tangent there. So you want to go in and you want to get your lists and you want to go and re-engage and make sure that you're being a human and you're being interested in them other than just for their order. But then you actually are getting to the point of saying, hey, do you need any top-ups? Now, you can do that with all of your sort of your customers that have ordered in the last 2 to 3 months. I would do that with. I would go and ask them, you know, do they need any top-ups? Now, if you are running for a rank advancement, if you are running for a particular goal, at this time of the month is when I would run a personal customer incentive. So it might be go in the draw to win a product pack, or it might be every order in the next 5 days that places an order, I'm going to reimburse you your shipping cost. And so you directly transfer out of your bank account to their bank account the cost of their shipping. Free shipping is a fantastic way to get customers ordering a second time in the month, as well as getting customers to order now. If they were going to order next week, they might order now instead. Now, obviously, do the maths on that and make sure that that's going to be worth your while financially to do that. Most of the time it is, especially if you're running for those ranks where your percentages jump up or you're getting a bonus. So running a personal incentive for your customers. Now, it's really important to know that for most companies, you cannot advertise that personal incentive on your public profile. You can advertise it in your private page. You can advertise it in Messenger or over the phone. But those kind of personal incentives to order need to be done not publicly. The theory behind that is that most companies like all their distributors to have equal opportunity to get customers. So if you're offering that kind of incentive, it might be perceived that you're trying to poach customers from other distributors, that kind of thing. So just keep that one private. Now, the next list of people that I would go to are your hot prospects. So the people you've been talking to about the products they haven't purchased yet, they're still mulling it over. That's where you might want to offer them your personal incentive to say, hey, I know you were close to ordering. You know, would it help if I covered your shipping if you placed an order in the next 5 days? Or if you order, you'll go in the draw to win all of this. So with those draws, some top tips on that one is I generally do it per spend. So every $100 you spend gets you an entry in the draw. So someone who spends $400 gets 4 entries. So that encourages the larger orders as well with that, doing that kind of incentive. And then I do a public draw in my VIP group after the month end is over to announce the winner and send that out to them. So going through your hot prospects and, you know, following up, doing in the same way, checking in, being a human, being nice, being interested, and then saying, hey, you know, it might be an example. I know you were looking into our weight loss program. You know, what have you decided to do? I know you've got your daughter's wedding in a couple of months. What's your plan? How are you going to lose that 10 kilos we were talking about? Because you don't want to say, are you ready to order? It's more, are you ready to get the results you told me you wanted? Because they might come back and say, actually, I'm doing something else. And that's right. You're awesome. Let me know how it goes. Right. Or else they say, no, I still don't have a solution for that problem. You're like, well, now might be a really good time to get started on what we've been talking about. What are you waiting for? It's got a money back guarantee. So that's what you can do with your warm and hot leads. Now, the other thing as well is in the next 5 days, I will be commenting on a lot of posts in my ATM group. I'll be posting in my ATM group because then all of the people I've been chatting to in Messenger and that are in that ATM group are going to see that content in their newsfeed. So it's a way of following up without following up. The other thing is I might do a engagement post today and a power post, a power product post tomorrow to really stimulate the algorithms. I will do daily stories around my product. So I might become a bit more product centric on my social media in the next 5 days. Now, one of the top tips with that is if you do 2 or 3 product posts, and when I say product posts, they're not product, they're problem posts. If you sell something that helps with sleep, you might be a, hey, this is my story around my sleep and now it's really sorted out. If you'd like to know what I've been doing to sort out my sleep, drop me below. So you haven't mentioned your product, but you've said I've got something that can help with sleep. And so people that need help with sleep are going to message you or they're going to put me in the comments below. So you might do a lot of them in the next 5 days. Now, after the month end, if you go and look and do your own social media audit, you go, oh my God, every second post is about my products. You can delete or hide some of those posts from this month end next month so that when a stranger comes to your Facebook page, they don't go, oh, clearly this person is trying to push product. Clearly they're a network marketer. You know, it's really interesting on this business profile, all of my friends on Facebook are network marketers. Oh my goodness me, you should see my newsfeed. It looks like an ad. It looks like the Demtel channel, right? There's just product, like that's where so passionate about helping you guys not have a Facebook profile that looks like a network marketer because it's off-putting. No one wants to be sold to. No one comes to social media to be sold to, but they're happy to buy. It's a really key distinction there. So that's my top tips on how to master your own month end personally. And one of the things I want you to know, and there has been many a month, and any of my team who are listening to this podcast will nod in acknowledgement of this, where I've got this ridiculously high goal that I'm going for, and I might have 2 days or 3 days left. And, you know, we call them the unicorns, that we're going to need the unicorns appearing for me to hit that goal. Right. But if you do what I just told you, connecting with your customers, connecting with last month's customers, connecting with your hot prospects, connecting in a genuine way, asking them, you know, are they still looking for the results they told you were looking for? I'm going to tell you something, listeners, lean in here. The unicorns appear. The unicorns appear. I remember when I had to have like $1,000 US in sales in like 12 hours. And I went to bed at midnight thinking, I'm never going to do this. That's all right. I've done the work. I've done the do. You know, I can't say I haven't worked hard enough for this. I missed it. It's okay. And literally the next morning I will wake up and there will be people in my messenger saying, can you place an order? Can you place an order? And then I get $1,000 worth of unicorn orders. It does happen. There's an element of, there's the mindset around sales and there's also just do the do. You know, this end of month is where we stay up late. That is when we're doing the hustle on. Now, it's not a horrible hustle. It's a heart and hustle where we're connecting with others. But nonetheless, you know, if there's a sales goal and you're going to get more money and that's going to help your family, then let's go, people. Let's go and get that. Okay, so now let's talk about how do you manage the month end when you're a team leader? How do you manage the month end when you've got team? Well, basically, you train them on what I just trained you. You teach them how to run their reports, how to write their lists, how to go and, you know, do exactly what I just told them to do. Send this podcast episode on to the people who you want to teach how to manage a month end. But the key thing you need to work out is who is running. Write that down. Who is running? Who has a goal and who is determined to get that goal? And you need to go and work with them and understand what their goal is and where they are now and what the gap is and really hold their hand, especially if they're new, to help them through that. Maybe you might need to work with them on answering people's questions and helping them write their messages and helping them close. That is the most valuable thing as team leaders we can do. If we've taught them ATM, the missing piece is often how to close, how to direct the sale, how to take it through and close that sale, right? So we need to help them like that. Something that obviously you need to do is run your own reports on your team. Often your team aren't as much in their back office as you are in yours. And so you're the one that can say, oh my goodness me, Sarah's only 200 off that rank. Or, oh my goodness me, you know, Barry only needs one more customer to hit that rank. So what you want to do is you want to go and message them and say, hey, did you know you're only XYZ off this and this is how much money you're going to earn when you hit that? So I often spend at least one evening where I am literally going through my reports and finding those people who are close to a rank advancement or getting back to rank, or even just getting any money, more money on the table than if they did nothing between now and the end of month. Because most of the time they don't know how close they are to those milestones. So running those reports is super critical. The other thing that I do with my team is I run for about 4 or 5 days to the end of the month, and I just started mine this today with my team, is what I call a runner's thread. So if there are people running for a goal, and when I say running, they're energetically running, they want to hit that goal. We don't want the people who are not in, we only want the runners, and we invite them to join a runner's thread, which is a messenger chat that's only going to be around for 5 days, and you pop everyone in there, and it's a way of G-ing each other up, bringing the energy. And what we do is we celebrate each sale with an emoji. So, you know, every time you get a sale, you drop an emoji in and everyone cheers. And there might be a prize for the person who gets the most emojis, and you as a leader might drop some story tiles in there for them to use, or drop a video of motivation in the morning, or give them a daily task to do from the daily tasks that I just went through at the start of this podcast. So you really want to run with the runners and put them all together. One of the most important things I learned in network marketing is not everyone is homogenous. Right? Not everyone is the same. And so that means you can't just expect as a leader to manage everyone the same. Runners need a very different leadership style from you than someone who's a plodder or someone who's out of the game at the moment. Someone who's out of the game at the moment doesn't need much of you at all. Maybe just sees you on a team call. But someone who's running hard, they need a lot more of you and a different side of you than someone who's not running at the moment. So do work out who your runners are. Now, obviously, you need to be tracking their numbers, the runners. You need to be making sure they know exactly how much they've got to get and helping them out. And one of the things that happens when a team goes into slight decline, shall we say, is that the uplines don't take enough interest in what is going on in the downline and they're not close. I mean, sadly, I've had months where I'm running for something and I don't think my uplines even knew I was running for something, right? Because they themselves weren't running anymore. So if you've got runners in your team, please do not be asleep at the wheel. Please make sure they know that you're matching them energy for energy and that you're running. And that brings me to my final point on a rather large, a long podcast tonight, is you've got to lead from the front. You can't ask your team to do things that you are not doing yourself. I believe that so strongly from the very core of me, that if I'm asking my team to hustle for month-end sales, I better be hustling for month-end sales as well. And if, you know, I've got to teach my leaders within my team to run the reports that I myself am running. If I'm asking someone in my team to help someone else achieve something, I better be helping them achieve something too. So I hope that makes sense. Make sure you're running. It does not hurt to be on the leaderboard at the end of the month for customer sales. It does not hurt to be on the leaderboard for new business enrollments. In fact, it's super motivating because what it does is actually a term. It avoids post-purchase dissonance. That is a marketing term, so that when someone signs up with you, when they join your team and they see you succeeding, they think they've backed a winner. They have faith that, oh, I'm in the right spot. I'm in the right place. So I hope that this podcast has motivated you to get back in and run your month end and to really give it a push this month, next month. We are coming into the busiest season of the year for network marketing. So it is time to get a hustle on. Hustle and heart is the key here. And I will see you in my next podcast.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Network Marketing Success Academy. Don't forget to click follow to catch future episodes. Also, click the link in the description to join Jane's free Facebook group, the Network Marketing Success Academy. We look forward to catching you in the next episode.